This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. In a ranking of the 10 major American airlines, Denver-based Frontier came in last. That's according to a report released by the travel website The Points Guy. The report said Frontier had high rates of bumping passengers off of flights and charging extra fees for bags and flight changes. The airline was first in one category, customer complaints. Some women in Larimer County's alternative justice programs moved into a new facility last week. The building is exclusive to women and has 170 beds. Some are in a work release program while others are receiving treatments for substance abuse. Emily Humphrey directs alternative justice programs in Larimer County.
A lot of folks that come into the criminal justice system have trauma, but specifically women have higher percentage rates of trauma. And so really kind of delving into what brought them here, why they're here, how can we help them so that they don't return to our facility.
Humphrey hopes this new facility will help the women improve their lives and their confidence. Colorado's expanding its licensing requirements for midwives. A new state law requires that midwives who are currently certified through a national organization get a state-level license. Licensing will be managed by Colorado's Board of Nursing. The state estimates the change, which goes into effect next July, will apply to around 175 certified midwives. This is CPR News. Coming up next on All Things Considered, what we've learned from Turkey's latest election. And after that, how much would you pay for the Brady Bunch house? Yes, that house. Stick around for those stories and more.